Fantastic. One of the things that we've done as a society is we try to make things easier for ourselves. We drive everywhere. We don't even get up to change the channel on the television anymore because if the remote's broken, you just, I don't know what you do. You got buy a new remote. Rather than getting up and taking a few steps, we've identified all the way back into Greek times that exercise is something that our body is needing every day. And if we're not getting the exercise, we pretty much kick ourselves for not exercising regularly. Our body then, if we don't do it long enough, our body starts kicking us by breaking down. If we can change our lifestyle somewhat so that we incorporate exercise into having to walk to the store, for example, having to walk to downtown to the Canal Street businesses and so on, I think that is a fantastic way of reintegrating physical effort into our daily life.
You know, it seems like you must get into that lifestyle. Years ago, I lived in Chicago. And I would take the train from the suburbs, downtown Chicago. My office was in downtown Chicago. And you would get that patter because everybody else was walking at that pace to get from the train to their office to wherever they were going. And a few years later, I was transferred to Cleveland, and I went back to Chicago. And I ended up staying out in one of the suburbs. And I said, well, I'll just take the train that I used to take back downtown. And you know what? Everybody was passing me by.
Right.
And it dawned on me that in Cleveland, we don't do that walking that we did in the Chicago area. And so we sort of get into those habits.
And our habits define us.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Last night, I got to tell you, Barbara and I, it was a beautiful evening after dinner. We said, let's go for a walk. And I said, no, I happen to like a TV show called Burn Notice. It comes on at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. And I said, no. We'll be in the middle of the walk, and I'll miss the beginning of the show. So what do? You sit on the couch. You watch the TV.
Well, I think Michael Weston would probably forgive you if you recorded him and then watched him later.
Hey, I can record him. I just can't play him back. I'm not high-tech enough, and my son isn't in town anymore. You know, it is absolutely right. We need to walk. We need to do things. And really, when they talk about all the aerobics and all the different exercises you can do, nothing really beats a good brisk walk.
Well, and especially if we can incorporate it back into our lives, because people get gym memberships and so on. A lot of times they don't use the gym membership because it's not always convenient.
Right.
If you force your daily activities into a mechanism that requires you to do some physical exercise in your daily activity, then you're more likely to maintain your health.
Okay, I should play the Ricky Nelson song now, Just Walking, right?
There you go.
Okay. Hey, still got 15 minutes. If somebody calls you, you'll give them some consultation absolutely free for mentioning this radio station?
Absolutely.
What's that number?
423-0100.
Okay. Go get your hard hat on and go out and build something, okay?
Very good. We're pouring concrete today.
Are you really? Congratulations.
Yes, we are. We'll have block up next week.
Oh, that sounds good. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Very good. Thank you.
There he goes, Jeff Berner, president of professional physical therapy right here in our great little beach town.
The 2012 Lipton Cup Regatta, hosted by the home of the Lipton Cup, the Smyrna Yacht Club, will be held this year April 27th through the 29th. This prestigious regatta is sponsored in part by the Rotary Club of New Smyrna Beach, RBC Wealth Management, Buddy Davenport State Farm Insurance, Edgewater Powerboats,